Does it get real?
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you know what? We're feeling pretty patriotic.
I feel patriotic.
Olympics is going on right now, or the yeah. Olympics.
And we're doing pretty good, always.
We're not beating Norway.
Well,
but it's the Winter Olympics.
Norway, you know, it doesn't really count. It's like practice for the real Olympics.
The Summer Olympics? Or
the real Olympics.
Oh, okay. I was like, the X Games? Is that what you're talking about?
Speaking of that, they did add downhill snowboarding.
I saw that.
So that's good.
There was someone who lost it bad.
There's a bunch of people that lost it.
Oh, really? I don't have
cable. I mean, there's only three winners.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if you talk to them, there's one winner and two losers.
Well, that's true. and then they're all the like super
And then the other people who showed up.
Yeah. We're gonna change the spot on Experience Points. We're gonna give you an overview of what this show is about. We got some feedback. Here's our feedback in action. We're gonna tell you what we did the past week. Then we're gonna talk about our retro game, which is Snow Brothers or Snow
what?
Bros.
Snow Bros.
Or the Japanese is like Snow Bros. I think that's how
is that proper Japanese?
Look, if you look at the Wikipedia article, it's like
they can't
Snow
put it on Wikipedia. That's not true.
So if you look at Snow Bros. On Wikipedia, I don't know why I say it in such an angry tone, but I do. We're gonna do a week overview of what we did the week. We're going to do the retro game. We're going to talk about the Olympics and how video games apply to the Olympics. Then we're going to talk about, or not. We're going to talk about game releases. So let's go ahead and roll into our previous week update. Red Bear, what did you do?
Not much of anything.
You didn't do anything? No.
Well, I cut out coffee and saw sleep again. But it doesn't give me energy to do any of that. I can't even hold a controller. I'm pretty much dead at this point.
You see, that's funny you mentioned that because, not that it's funny you're almost dead, but the fact that whenever you drink when you drink a lot of coffee, you just start shaking.
Yeah, which works great for motion games.
Right. So it's not uncontrollably shaking, it's controllably shaking. And then whenever you don't drink coffee, now you're like, I don't want to do anything.
I just want to die.
I just want to go to my couch and
that's
poof.
Pretty much. So that's been my super awesome, fabulous week of caffeine. I mean, I watched a lot of Futurama.
They canceled Futurama again.
I think it's canceled again. I don't know. I'm watching old episodes.
It's their third
Netflixing it, as it's called.
Do you do Netflix binging?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Very much so. In fact, I'm about to binge Friday. You know what's happening?
What's happening?
House of Cards season 2.
Oh, yeah.
What? I mean, it's not Valentine's Day. Forget that. It's House of Cards Day.
There you go.
Get on that.
Have a relationship. Get rid of it.
Just you're done. House you of might as well go ahead and tell her now. You're done. House of Cards. Kevin Spacey, way more important.
My week was spent trying to... Okay, let me precursor this real quick. I have a problem.
We know.
I have a big problem.
It's good that you're admitting it, though.
So every Steam sale, right? Like every Steam holiday sale, you already know where I'm going with this. Everyone does.
Money disappears out of your account. You don't know what happened.
Well, I don't care. I get games. I don't care where the money goes.
You don't play the games.
Right. So I get these games, and I'm like, I think I have a collector's attitude where I need these. They have to be mine. And I'm gonna play them, and they're going to be awesome.
I mean, if you just keep buying them, maybe he'll make Half-Life 3.
Maybe it's a funding problem. Yeah. So,
maybe that's what it is.
So I have these games, and a while back I bought Alan Wake, and Alan Wake, and then Alan Wake's American Nightmare or American Horror Story or whatever it was. Anyway, so Alan Wake, for those that don't know, is this cinematic. You pretty much play Stephen King, but Stephen King as a real writer who somehow
opposed to Stephen King, the not real writer.
No, I mean like Stephen King, like. Okay, he's not actually Stephen King. The guy's name is Alan Wake, but it's the same idea. And you go to this place because you got writer's block, and apparently that means vacation or road trip.
Man, I'm going to be a writer.
You go to this place called like Bright Falls or Night Falls or whatever, and one of your stories starts to come to life. And it's like darkness. There's like this darkness that comes to life, and it's like the worst story this guy's ever written. There's a whole overarching story, and there's this light and dark mechanic where people, which are really like construction workers with hoodies that are surrounded with black smoke, come out of the woods and try to kill you, and you have a mag light, and you shine the light at them. Right, and you aim the light at them, and then you shoot them with a revolver.
That's what I usually do when people in hoodies come at me at night.
Right. You shouldn't do that in real life. Alan Wake can do it. I started playing this game a while back, and thankfully it's saved in the cloud. So
the cloud.
Whenever I get the game, the only thing I didn't know, they did it a previously on Alan Wake. That's what they do. They go, previously on Alan Wake. It's like you're watching a sitcom or whatever, or I guess a drama show. It's like Battlestar Galactica, but you're but you're a writer, and there are no Cylons, and there's no robots, and it's not that cool.
But every time, does it get real?
It gets realer.
Realer every time.
And realer.
Okay, so that's Battlestar Galactica in a nutshell.
We're going to have, look, I'll make a promise to you, everyone listening online, on the website that we didn't mention, that we're going to mention in a second, and on the radio.
That's a lot of people.
There will be potentially everyone in the everything.
Ever.
We are going to do a Battlestar Galactica episode. It may be a Battlestar Galactica episode.
It's going to get real.
On the radio. It may be a Battlestar Galactica episode podcast. It may be a podcast because
it probably should be a podcast.
We can't constrain it to an hour.
No. You can't condense Battlestar Galactica to an hour.
Anyway, we're not going
to
get off topic.
See, we're already going on too long.
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake, not Battlestar Galactica.
I get it. I'm playing it. I'm trying. The goal is you play a game so you can delete it. So you can play the next game. So you can free up your space. So I can free up space. Not that I'm empty, but I would like to get these games off my hard drive.
Remember when you thought a terabyte hard drive, you would never fill it up?
Yeah.
Remember that day?
That's like Eve and WoW. Not that I play both of them at the same time. They're installed for some reason. StarCraft 2, haven't opened it in months. Diablo 3, haven't opened it.
I was wanting to play Diablo 3 the other day, but I crashed from coffee and decided not to.
You should just not play Diablo 3. It's really not that great of a game.
I have fun. I mean, you can kill little things, and it's mindless enjoyment.
They did this thing, and
they changed it again.
I'm not sure that we talked about it, but they stopped the real money auction house.
That's probably for the best.
So, but it's, I don't know. Anyway, off topic. Download it or play an Alan Wake. I realize that I don't think it's that good of a game.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun, but all of the action in the game seems to be very linear. And I'm not saying like linear games aren't fun. I just don't think this one's fun. But then I think I have that problem where I'm playing the game now and I don't remember anything about the first part of the game.
But it said previously on Alan Wake.
I know the story. I don't know the controls. I'm like, I'm messing around, fumbling around on my keyboard. I'm like, flares, F. Well, that's not flares. And then I like mouse wheel and I see the flares. And I'm like, cool. I mouse wheel over to the flares. And when I click on it, it just throws a flare down. I'm like, no, I wanted to equip the flare. I didn't want to throw the flare. It's not like whenever I mouse wheel to the shotgun, it shoots the shotgun just because I mouse wheeled to
it. You think
it.
That's bad? Go pick up MechWarrior 3 again and try to play it.
I will. Ooh, that may be our next retro game. Not today, but that may be our next retro game because
that's a good
worth
retro
it.
Game.
That is
but like I said,
it.
When you go home, try to play it
anyway,
without looking at a key map.
My I see what you mean now. that was our week update. We are going to talk about the retro game Snow Brothers, but we're going to do that after we go to a song.
I love music.
We're going to do some music.
I start singing.
This is Power User by MC Frontalot, and he's way better at it than we are.
Yeah.
So
he's actually a professional.
Check us back after this Power User segment by MC Frontalot, brought to you by MC Frontalot, on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And that was MC Frontalot with Power User.
Yeah, it was.
You know what? I can't listen to that song and not like just nod my head and be like, I do that. That's what we do. That's what we do.
I'm a power user.
That was our week update before the break. Now we are going to go into our retro game segment of the week. This is Snow Brothers. This was my childhood, Red Bear.
This is your entire childhood?
I mean, not my entire childhood.
Man, this was an awesome game.
It was fantastic. So Snow Brothers, developed by Capcom, but the Mega Drive version was developed by Tengen. I said it was published by Capcom and Tengen. It's developed by Taoplan and distributed by Taoplan and Romstar. That doesn't mean anything. What you need to know is that you and your brother, which are wearing your snowmen.
Yeah.
Your people turned into
snowmen. Your little tiny people. Are you snowmen?
Yeah.
Are you actually snowmen? I couldn't tell. The pixels
were not actually pixels. You're actually snowmen. Believe it or not, you're snowmen.
That's where all the snowballs came from.
It's a two-player game.
Makes
it could
so much
be
sense.
It could be a one-person game. And it looks
if you're lonely.
It looks a lot like Bubble Bobble. But so you play Nick and Tom, the Snow Brothers. And as I understand it, the players, were these like brothers, right? Real brothers.
Well, we've gotten that far, man.
That
the brothers,
an evil magician,
snow brothers.
An evil magician turned into snowmen that were living.
Oh, I must have missed all the storyline while
and,
I was young.
And I don't know. It was pretty awesome because this came out on Nintendo, like the NES. It came back on the Game Boy, Sega Genesis, the Amiga, and it had an arcade cabinet.
I know it had an arcade cabinet because they had one at Hano's Baseball Field.
That's right there in Livingston.
Holden.
Oh, okay.
Between Holden and Albany.
Which is still
Livingston.
Livingston
Parish.
Yeah, Livingston. Not the town. Not the town of Livingston.
Not the town, the parish.
Let's put it this way. Like, so I'll set
that's
you
where
up.
I played.
I'll set you up as far as how these levels are set up. You don't play for story. Like, you could.
I didn't even know there was a story.
Yeah.
You're
actually
snowman.
So that's why I said
actually,
demon.
Now, looking at this picture, I see you're snowman.
You do have to, like, rescue a princess, sort of.
Blah, 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 princess.
Yeah, so the way that this game progresses, you have these potions, and there's blue, and there's red, and there's yellow. And they make you do different things. Some make you run fast. Some make your snowballs, like, super big. You really wanted to get a blue one because the blue one has made your snowball – because you shoot snowballs. Instead of fireballs, you shoot, like, snow, like a wave of snow. Because
you're a snow bro.
And after a while, there's these enemies jumping around on these platforms. I guess it's a platformer.
It is definitely a platformer.
It's a platformer. There are platforms. You jump on them.
That is the definition of a platformer.
The enemies are all around. You hit them with snow, and they, like, slow down and stop. And you keep hitting them with snow until they turn into a snowball. And then you can
roll them.
You can, like, push and roll them, and then they cascade.
That was the best part.
And they bounce, and what you wanted to do, you wanted to try to hit all the enemies with one snowball. I remember my brother and I just trying so hard to do that. It was fantastic. I love this game. It's really awesome. My childhood right here. Not the entire childhood, just, like, some of
it. Yeah. Mostly Mega Man for you.
Mega Man for me. This is, like, one of the next best things from Mega Man. So what you would do is after you killed all the enemies and you got all the stuff, and then the stages were pretty small.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, designed to be one frame, right?
Right.
I think every stage was just,
It was one frame. You didn't pan left or right. After you killed everything, you then ascended. You went up.
Whoa.
And the cool thing is you can jump, and when you fall down, as you're falling down, if you time it right, you start to get pulled up again, like, onto a spaceship. But it's just another level. It's really crazy. I don't understand why. Anyway, you go to the next level. After, like, five or six levels, then there's a boss battle. Better watch your stuff. Boss battle.
Snowballs ready.
There's some battles where there's like a Donkey Kong level sort of where instead of barrels there's like the boss and he'll turn into a roly ball and try to kill you, but you got to jump over him and stuff. Really, really awesome. I can't talk about this game enough, but I have to. I guess
you have to. That's the segment, Matt.
We can't.
And it's an awesome game. Like I said, I played the arcade version a lot.
I love
many quarters spent there.
I love the fact that this game. This feels like, I don't know, it feels like I could probably play this, like if they updated this and put it on the arcade or the, whatever it's called for Nintendo, the Wii Shop or whatever, the eShop.
Yeah.
I feel like this game could still be played today because it's such a simple concept, but it was done really well. It had a really catchy theme song.
You know, and that's one thing I miss is just simple games because you don't always want this huge, elaborate, crazy thing. Sometimes you just want to get in and throw snowballs at people.
You remember in Mario 3, because this is sort of like a simple mini game inside of a game, but if you played two people, mm-hmm. you could go to the block, the space on the map where the other player was, and you could enter the level. And it was really just this like death match where
right.
you kept playing until one of you died. And or did you was there a goal? Maybe there was a goal where you had to do
it. I don't think there was a goal. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was really, really awesome. This game
that was fun.
This game is simple. It's really, really awesome.
Apparently has a story.
Yeah, there's a story. The Nick and Tom. I'm sorry. I said they were brothers. They're human princes as well that got turned into to snowmen. Mm. And I think they're trying to rescue the princesses
or not melt
or the whatever. Yeah, they're definitely trying not to melt. Now, that is, it did have some things like to try and push the player to complete the level in a timely manner, because if you didn't complete it very fast, an evil, like, I guess it was a pumpkin, or like a demon head, would come down and, like, try and kill the player. And you can't kill it. Like, it's invincible, but it was really cool. It'll spawn ghosts. You have to kill everybody, because if you don't, this thing will just bounce around until you're done. But, I don't know. It was really... Cool. It was really, really awesome. I love this game. This is a really good game.
I'll definitely give it a recommend.
And
if
fact,
you can pick it up on what systems is it out on?
So it's like it's on Nintendo.
So if you have an NES, an original Game Boy, Oh, man, if you have a Sega Genesis, you can get your Snow Bro on.
They have it on Amiga, and they have the arcade again. If you could find the arcade, oh, man.
Yeah, that's obviously the cheapest way to try out this game.
I don't think this was a quarter-sucking type of game. I think it was a game that actually, it got harder. I remember it being significantly harder because some of the enemies could block your snow attacks. Some of the enemies would shake off the snow faster. There was just a lot of really cool dynamics to this game. I played it a little bit before the show, and I've got to say, it's an awesome game to play on a small TV, sitting as close as possible with Nintendo controllers. That's
how you play it?
That's how you play this
maximum
game.
10-inch TV. There you can go. Only sit 3 feet from it.
Yep. You have to sit so close that when you get really excited, you have to make sure you don't accidentally hit the game console, because that's it. You are done. There's no save states in this game. You were done. If you didn't beat the game in one go, which I think, I don't know, it seems like there's about like 25 or 30 levels, and that's a good bit of levels.
Yeah, that's for one sit through.
For this game. So if you didn't beat it, you're done. Like,
you're done-ski.
You don't want to, you know, it's the type of game you would leave your console on, put it in a cabinet or whatever, make sure your mom doesn't clean around it and knock it over.
Unplug it.
Or accidentally unplug it. Oh, no, it was cluttering the room. No, you make
sure. No, it wasn't. It was saving my game.
You make sure she knows. But that was Snow Brothers. Snow Bros. Yeah, no brothers. We're going to kick off another song.
Yet another. And then, we do that on the show.
When we come back,
music.
we're gonna talk about the Olympics or the you know, video game Olympics.
The
Winter Olympics. We are going to cut to Professor Shy Guy. He actually won a Kickstarter with this album. This is Keywords and Dubstep. You're hearing it, as far as I know. We're the only radio station in existence that plays it. I don't know
as
if anyone...
As far as you know.
As far as I know, we're the only ones that plays
it. So we're going with it. If Matt knows it, it's right.
You're hearing it here exclusively.
Yeah, according to that guy over there on
KSLU,
the internet.
KSLU, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And this is Experience Points.
Boom.
Welcome back to Experience Points, featuring 200% more bathroom.
Well, thank God.
I'm MG.
We didn't have enough bathroom, and I'm still Red Bear.
And apparently there's a thing with Sochi where they don't have the right bathrooms or...
Or anything.
Or water is not
together?
That great.
They can't even do an opening ceremony?
Yeah, oh yeah, the thing with the last... The red ring.
Like, nope.
It's a red ring of death, or a red ring of working, right?
Wow. I guess I don't get this in Russia, so it's okay.
That was Professor Shy Guy with... Keywords and Dubstep, really awesome song. We are going to now talk about the Olympics.
In case you didn't catch on.
Yeah, in case you didn't catch our awesome hook.
And haven't been going down your checklist of our segments that we have.
That is something. We now have 200% more checklist on Experience Points as well.
It's at least 20% cooler now.
So we were watching the Olympics, and we're looking at... First off, I didn't know that there was like this ski and then shoot something with a 22 and then ski back.
You didn't
back.
Know about that? How did you grow up in Livingston Parish and not know about the one event that they care about?
Okay, that's fine. I just don't think it should be a sport. Like, I don't
I think it should be.
I don't.
You're right. They should use automatic weapons.
Right. No, it's in Russia. They have to use like Cold War era, you know, 22s, because that was the weapon of choice.
Those and the guns. That's all you get.
There you go. No, specifically, we're going to talk about the Olympics, but like if the Olympics were with video games. So we're going to throw one out there real quick. And this is something Red Bear actually kind of found.
Blame this on me.
This is Red Bear's thing. But in the 2008 Beijing Olympics, they actually released a game. And you know what? Your kids probably played it, or maybe you played it. That was only, what, 4 years ago or 8 years, 6 years ago or whatever?
Something like that.
It was the...
207.
What was it? The Mario and Sonic game or
whatever? Yeah, it was Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
They went there.
Yeah. Now get this. Developed by Nintendo.
Okay.
And guess who else?
China.
No, not China. Sega, though.
Oh, that's right.
That's where Sonic came from. Okay. In case you didn't get it.
All right.
Yeah, so it was released in November 6, 2007. Genre was apparently a party game.
Okay, so that makes sense. Because the Olympics is pretty much a party.
Of course, came out on Wii and Nintendo DS game card. It's the little, I guess that's what they're calling cartridges now, that they're smaller.
I thought they were just called the carts.
The carts?
Like a game cart. Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway,
moving on. And it's apparently Mario and
there's
Sonic at
there's
the
literally like nothing really cool about this game. It's just like Mario Party.
Yeah,
I feel
it has Olympic events.
It's like an Olympic themed. There's like 24 something events.
Which is probably why it wasn't as popular as Mario Party.
Yeah. I feel like First off, there's ignoring the cross-gender, cross-species issue of why are we letting hedgehogs compete in the Olympics?
It's Mario, kind of unfair.
Mario's fine. I think Italy competes in the Olympics as it is now, but Sonic's not even a real country. I mean,
Sonic's not a real country.
I mean, if anyone wants to, like, wow, you know, oppose
Mario's
that,
not a country either. Well, no, he's Italian.
He's Italian. Well, okay, yeah, that's what I meant. So the focus of this segment and the focus of the majority of the forthcoming discussion is that, what kind of games, you know, what kind of events do you think we should have in, like, if we were to have the Olympics, but a video game Olympics, like the video game.
So this is not the Olympics we're having video games at. We're not saying,
well, I guess we could say that. If we were at the
Olympics.
There would
be a lot less physical training.
If there was, well.
Oh, unless there's DDR.
Or that.
Oh, man, that would be.
What's that thing that, like, that thing that wraps around your torso that you can spin?
A hula hoop?
No, not the hoop. Well, I mean, those do too, but it's a game peripheral. You, like, stand in the middle of it and you put some pads on your feet.
You talk about the thing that people like to use with the Oculus Rift.
Yeah. I feel like that would help out. Like, if you had some VR
or whatever. If we could use that
with
the Oculus Rift and actually have Unreal Tournament as an Olympic event.
See, so that's what I'm thinking.
I would watch the Olympics.
That's what I'm thinking. If it's going to turn into, like, an actual gaming event, like the video game Olympics, we'll call it the video game Olympics. If you got the video game Olympics, what types of games, what type of genres would we play at the video game Olympics? And we're not saying that the video games should be at the Olympics. We're saying if we were assuming that they just were, what games or what
suddenly
type of games would there be? So, I mean, okay, first-person shooters, obviously we have Unreal.
You got me thinking about that. The Oculus Rift and motion detecting? Yeah. Oh, man. And we got some crazy Olympics.
So there's that. And then I feel like MechWarrior, like you could build cockpits. They have the battle pods.
Yeah.
All around for the I think it's called like the Tesla 2 battle pods or whatever, where you get in, there's a monitor, you have controls, pretty much like Steel Battalion. So I guess it could also be Steel Battalion, the original.
Yeah.
You know, where you control big mechs. So maybe that's a genre.
That would be a fun one.
First person mech games and first person shooters. Party games. You said party games during the break.
Yeah, I think party games would be good.
We could play
Crash
Mario
Bash
and Sonic.
And Mario Party and this Olympic game.
Mario,
I mean,
Sonic
already has
Olympic
in the title. We can play Mario versus and Sonic. They're not versus.
See, that's good because we wouldn't have to worry about licensing.
Yeah.
I feel like we already have.
Says Olympics.
They already have the rings
and
on
I
it.
Think, what is that? Oh, it's the Beijing symbol.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
The thing. So, I mean, we've got that. Maybe Rock Band or Guitar Hero, like these rhythm-based games. Maybe not those because those are more or less performance-based games.
Battle
of the Bands. Maybe like I keep thinking of first person shooters now that you said it, but
Forza.
Yeah, like
Forza
racing
series.
Games.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
The really cool one I'd like to see is I'd like to see different sections of these games. So you've got brand new games that are coming out or games that are released within the last 5 years you play, and then you've got like legacy retro games where it's like
the Pong tournament. There always has to be the Pong tournament.
So there's the Pong tournament, which is, I guess, it takes place of tennis. I guess tennis is kind of like the that's sort of the way the you know that's going to replace it. But then you've got the what do you call it? It's like you'd play Jet Moto instead of your racing game. You'd
play
the original Ridge Racer and then Jet Moto, or then you'd have to co-op and do remember Resident Evil Outbreak, like that multiplayer.
Oh,
Resident
yeah, yeah,
Evil?
yeah.
You'd have to play Resident Evil Outbreak with all these other people.
And I'm gonna go ahead and say it because someone out there thinking you'd have to have League of Legends, or I think people would just kill you.
Yeah, League of Legends. Maybe even do World of Warcraft instances. You know, it seems like there are really endless possibilities for what you can do. Maybe even do time trials because the Olympics has a lot in there about how, you know,
Cool Borders.
Cool Borders is so good.
Yeah.
This is so good. We'll need to do our own Olympics because we can stage our own Olympics. Something we didn't really like, we're trying to stay away from, I guess, is that, you know, we have a ton of sports games already out there. Like, when you think of Olympic sports, there's that second word, sports. You know, we have hockey games, we have Madden, like football games, and we have basketball games and baseball games. And not that, you know, those are really worldly sports, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we shouldn't default to sports games. What do you think?
No. Like, if you're going to have a video game Olympics, I think you should just like immediately ban sports games.
We could play sports in real life.
Yeah, like, that's what real life's for. You can't go around shooting everyone like you can in a real tournament.
What about that game? I can't remember what it's called. It's like, I think the game is just called Falling. It's the whole point is you're falling, like you're skydiving, and you have to get really close to these buildings. So you have to like just the whole point of the game is to get really close to these objects, which are like buildings, but they're going to be psychedelic, whatever. It's on Steam. It's like $3. Again, picked it up on a Steam sale.
I know how you got that, playing
it for the trophies or for the cards. So we're you know, you fall down and you try to get close and you gain points by being close. And it's really, it's like driving in the other lane on any video game you've ever played. You know, you rack up like, I don't know, apprehension.
I guess you rack up like apprehension
points or whatever.
For getting close to them.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, I'm so apprehensive. I'm so close.
I got a game for you. Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart would be good as a team game if you did Double Dash.
Yeah.
And it'd be good as an all-out racing game because I really think Mario Kart for Super Nintendo, maybe I'm completely wrong and I'm good at it and that's why I'm saying that this is balanced. It's a balanced game.
No, I believe it's a very balanced game. Having played a lot of
the
Mario
original,
Kart.
The original for Super Nintendo.
Oh, the
Nintendo,
original.
For Super
oh,
Nintendo.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, when you overcomplicate it, you can.
I will have to say, like, I got the new version for Game Boy, and they have like all kinds of crazy things now, like hang gliders and stuff. I'm like, why is there a hang glider?
Yeah, I feel like there's a cart, Mario Kart, not Mario Kart and adjacent vehicles such as hang gliders. That's not the real name of the game.
Although I will say, the last version on the Wii, we all just used the bikes. No one actually used a cart.
Yeah, I don't understand what they were trying to do with that. I guess
Everyone liked the bikes better. But then they got rid of them in the new one for the
Game Boy. Because they were like Mario Kart.
It's
Mario
Kart, not Mario Bike.
I thought you meant Mario Kart and also two-wheeled things.
Sure, are not carts.
I feel like there should also be in the video game Olympics. I feel like there should be some type of like substance abuse screening. You know, like some way to look like
you can't do steroids.
You can't do steroids.
Like crush our controllers.
You can't. So that's another thing. We'd have to like make the controller. We can't use the turbo controllers.
No, you can't. Oh no, but I just thought about crushing the controllers. You're gonna have to tie these down because you know how frustrated people get.
Yeah,
people. There's gonna be injuries.
Well, first off, people can barely play the Wii. Or could barely play the Wii without throwing it through the plasma. So, I mean, if...
They had to put warnings on it.
They had to put warnings. They put their wrist straps. But they made that's the thing. They made their wrist straps removable.
Yeah.
And I know they did that because removable and replaceable are sort of... They're tied together. So I feel like... I feel like there should have been a better way. Like, maybe put two wrist straps. I don't know.
What?
One that's removable and one that isn't. I don't know.
It doesn't even make sense.
I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
But, I feel like...
Put that in your little notebook of terrible ideas.
I feel like... I need another one. I need another
notebook.
You
already filled it up?
Yeah. No, I feel like we'd have to watch. We're like, have you drank Red Bull today?
How many Red Bulls do you have?
How many energy drinks? Can
you breathe right here for me? Thanks.
Oh, man.
Caffeine level's way too high.
It would be... can you imagine the type of, like... sponsorship and the type of just explosion of ads that would come from Microsoft and from Sony and from Nintendo.
You say that, but we're ignoring the fact that there are actually video game leagues out there right now that do things.
Maybe we could just talk to them and they'll just plan the video game
Olympics.
Maybe
what needs to happen is these leagues all need to get together and have an Olympics.
I guess, you know what, we've both been to QuakeCon.
I've been to QuakeCon.
I feel like QuakeCon is just a mini video game Olympics. Because people win and they get medals and they get prizes, and there's several different types of games. So I don't know.
Maybe we need to go talk to the people running QuakeCon to get our video game Olympics.
Maybe we need to go talk to them and be like, so.
I mean, I guess it would just be all id stuff.
We can put it to a vote. We can put it to a vote. If you listening to the show want a video game Olympics,
or not.
We can maybe do it. I don't know.
We can do it.
We may be able to just like film us doing it, and you can live vicariously through us.
If you want a video game Olympics, please go to the website and vote on it.
Yep. What's that website, Bear?
That's exppoints.com.
What's that Facebook?
Double tap the P. The Facebook is facebook.com/experiencepoints.
It's
if you could spell.
It's really cool. You can do fp.com as well. We're doing a lot of really cool stuff.
Let's talk about experience.
We actually
it's hard to spell.
I created a joint YouTube channel, so. Instead of us uploading
That's what Matt thinks is gonna happen.
Two separate YouTube channels, they're all gathered, like aggregated, I think. That's what I'm going to try to do anyway. So instead of like you going to our channels and seeing like all of our non-experience points related stuff, you could see, well, I mean, if you want to see all of our stuff,
we're there. You can come follow us.
Give us some hits. Give us some views. It's awesome. Click on those ads.
don't forget to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
That's how you know I'm a YouTube guy.
Likewise, we're getting better with social media, I think, on the website.
We're working on it. I'm working on it.
We're getting some Twitter going on. We got some, I don't think
we're
going
to do some tweets.
Got some tweeting going on. We're featured on iTunes, so please check that out and subscribe and download. And we do have a section on the Facebook, and we do have a section in the website about the Tomb Raider game giveaway. This is the 2013 version of Tomb Raider, not the definitive edition. It is for PC and for Mac only. Available via Steam. If you want a copy of the game for free, all you gotta do is go to the website and tell us if you were stuck on a desert island, what video game would you want to have, assuming that you had internet and you had, you know, power and everything.
I don't know why you wouldn't just use an email to say, hey, I'm on this desert island.
Well, the idea is that you wouldn't want to get off of the island. What video game, if you couldn't get off the
island.
You're
on the island intentionally to get away from people and play this one video game.
If you only had one game to play the rest of your life on a desert island, what game would that be? And you can't get rescued. There's no rescue on this island.
It's the island from Lost, basically.
Yeah, it keeps drawing you back. Get your friends to like the page and go ahead and take a look at all the other stuff we got going on. We post all of our stuff to the to that page.
To the website.
We got more podcasts on the way, so go ahead and check
that
out. And let us know if you want us to do a video game Olympics, because we'll
see what we can make
happen. I imagine we'll dress up like in tracksuits and we'll get ready. We'll have headbands and armbands and wristbands, and we'll be like, drinking some water, and then we'll just sit down. And we'll just sit down and we'll play like a game, just some, you know, some run of the mill.
What would the torch be? Didn't cover that. Oh man,
the torch. I imagine it would spray pixelated fire. Maybe it would just be Legos. It would just start shooting
and red. Orange and red Legos out everywhere.
Orange and red Legos. We'd need
a
hose.
It'd be the most painful walk afterwards.
We need. Oh wow. Yeah. Wow. Have you ever stepped on a Lego?
Yeah.
Have you? It's like you don't want a foot. You don't want.
You wish you could just take it off.
You wish you could just remove your feet.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth. You don't want to feel the feels. Because they hurt.
There's so many feels.
We are going to play the Picard song.
Yeah, we
because
are.
Picard.
I want that in my ears. Right now.
You know what? Ooh. I recently watched the second Star
You're
Trek.
Still talking and not playing Picard.
I want to say this.
We'll say it and then play Picard.
I watched the second Star Wars movie. Star Trek.
Wow.
Watch the second
All
Star Trek.
All Trekkies are about to kill you.
I mean, it's not the same thing. I understand that. But,
yeah, I hope you do, especially the second one.
Star Trek.
You say you watched the second one, like the original
Into Darkness.
J.J. Abrams' second
one. Yeah, the second one was what? Wrath of Khan? Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, I think. Anyway. It doesn't matter. Watched Star Trek Into Darkness. Didn't really think it was that bad. A lot of people thought it was horrible, like that it wasn't the same type of thing. I get what they meant, but I was just so happy to see RoboCop like in the opposing, like being the dad. That's what the Admiral was. Admiral was Peter Weller, who played the original RoboCop. I was so
you
happy.
You weren't watching the movie.
I was so happy to see him. And I wanted him to be like, dead or alive, you're coming. I wanted him to say that, and he never did. I mean, that's fine. I'm sure, you know, there's a reason he didn't say that. Yeah. But
no, I mean, I have mixed feelings about what JJ's doing to the series. He's definitely attracting more fans.
Yeah.
But it's not really sticking true to the original fandom.
Well, but that's okay
because they
changed time in the first movie. Like, everything changed. Vulcan exploded.
Spoilers, by the way.
I mean, if you didn't know. Vulcans,
you know now.
Vulcans exploded, and new Vulcan is another planet. So I don't know. I feel,
lens flare.
I feel lots of lens flare. I feel Next like
store bridge.
I feel
we have androids. Matt wants to talk.
I do.
Go ahead, talk.
I feel like when you change a story like that, you know, it's fine. Opens it up to whatever. But he already said he's not doing the third one. He's doing Star Wars 7. So. And that's what I feel.
He just must do all the stars.
Star Wars and Star Trek, all of a sudden, same universe. What?
Well, that's unfair.
What? Star Trek 3, they find the Death Star, the remnants of the Death Star. Crazy. All right, Picard's
Borg find the Death Star.
Borg,
that would be
the
what
Borg
it,
find the Death Star.
Yeah, and they assimilate it.
Was the Borg wasn't in the original Star Trek series, was
no,
it?
No, that was TNG.
See, okay, so I'm about to say something that's going to contradict a lot of what I actually believe in. I want to
but
see.
Now you're a politician.
I want to see more Next Generation. But I don't think they should redo the Next Generation movies. I don't think they should continue them because I don't think the entire cast would be up for it. I don't think they really would.
You say that. I think these guys would be wanting to do it.
I don't know. You look at how many Star Trek movies there have been. There was the original series Star Trek movies, mm-hmm. and then there's the Next Generation Star Trek movies, and that's it. You didn't do any more because they were done. They finished it. They fixed it.
Yeah, there was a final episode and everything.
It was. No, I mean, like, there's been more than those two Star Trek series.
Yeah.
But there haven't been any movies. And you know why?
Well, that's because it was Deep Space Nine and Voyager and
Enterprise.
God awful Enterprise.
Star Trek America.
Star Trek America.
Star Trek.
Star Trek the. God.
It was.
You know what? Let's play the Picard song you make me mad, Matt.
Sorry. This is the Picard song by Dark Materia. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to the Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU Experience Points.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet. Engage.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And that was Dark Materia with the Picard song. It's like such a pumped up song.
It's
amazing. That speech.
We finally got to play after you tried to ruin Star Trek.
Yeah, no, I was just. I heard a lot of bad stuff about the second one, and I can't believe it took me that long to like watch it. But I didn't think it was that bad.
I mean, I bought it. I have the poster. It's still not TNG.
So you're saying, well, okay, fair enough. This is the last segment of the show. Game releases that are coming out. So games yet to be released.
Or coming out.
They will
That's
be
what
released.
Are game releases.
Tomorrow, on the 13th of February, we've got Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, yeah.
That's some pretty...
You don't have a Valentine's date.
I feel like that is how the marketing department really worked hard on, like, we got to get it out on the 13th, everyone.
On the 13th.
Make sure it's ready for the 13th. This is on the previous gen console, so we got Xbox 360 and PS3 for Lightning Returns.
Yay. So we're never actually going to the next gen is what's happening.
Well, we are eventually.
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 You swear.
I promise that I'm reading that we will. You know, they say...
Someone on the internet says we're going to use the next-gen consoles.
At some point. We will. You know, I can't wait until we get to the point where we develop games like Infamous, Second Son, and Titanfall. And I'm okay with next-gen games existing on PC.
Well, yeah, Well, that's why I'm not upset about not getting the Xbox like I had originally planned. Because nothing's out for it.
Yeah, there's nothing...
Everyone hates it. Or, okay, some people like it. And Titanfall is coming out on PC anyway.
I feel like the win-win here is that every game for the next generation should just be out for PC. And all the console games, like, yeah, well, you bought a console. Okay, I'm sorry. And I have a PS4. You know, you bought a console. That's great. Well, you have to buy both of them in order to get the best games. Or just buy a PC.
That's the proper marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel compelled to buy... Because Titanfall was the game I was looking for. That and Forza 5.
Right.
But I've heard mixed reviews about Forza 5. I need to play it. Still haven't played it.
I feel like you just play Forza 4.
Maybe.
Like, just play the previous version. I can't imagine that, you know, they changed so much. I mean, sure, it looks a little nicer, and they bumped the anti-aliasing up to 11 or something. You know, they did some crazy stuff. But I can't imagine it's worth spending that much money on a console just to play the next greatest racing sim.
$600 for the console?
I think it's $500 for the console. And
$60 for the game?
$400 for PS4, $500 for Xbox.
And like $60 for the game? You're going to be spending $600 to
play
it. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. If you already bought a Wii U, though... Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. Again, Nintendo's not doing that
great. I don't
know
why Nintendo even made the Wii U. I really don't get it.
Well,
I've played them.
I think it's desperately struggling to try and make itself and keep itself relevant. And
playing cards again.
Or Nintendo Power, honestly.
I mean, if they brought Nintendo Power back,
instead of Wii remotes, just give us two Power Gloves. And let us wear the Power Gloves and let lights and lasers shoot out of the fingertips. It doesn't matter if it works.
I think you just saved Nintendo, man.
Maybe, if they're listening. That's coming. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, which is, again, it's another iteration of the Donkey Kong. It's not Donkey Konga. It's an actual Donkey Kong platformer game. That's coming out on February 18th.
Good. At least there's that.
Yeah. I wish it was coming
out
for...
Still not buying a Wii U.
I wish it was coming out for more. Like
Why isn't it on the Wii?
They could easily release it for the Wii, which, with the Wii Mini being released for $99... I feel that this is totally a game that you could still float on the Wii, and it shouldn't be we're abandoning the Wii. It should be that we're embracing both platforms at the same time.
which is what Sony's very good at.
Well, they used to be with the backwards compatibility while developing PS2 and PS3 at the same time.
Developing the two games.
But now, obviously, developers are developing for Xbox One.
Developers.
You know, they're producing games for Xbox One and Xbox 360 as well as PS4 and PS3.
Yeah.
And I guess they're still doing that. They still make games for Wii, but I just can't. I can't imagine that. You know, I can't imagine that this is gonna save Nintendo. Honestly. Not that it's not supposed to, I guess, but
I'm still not buying a Wii U. So.
More previous gen game releases: Castlevania, Lords of Shadow 2. I have fallen off of Castlevania.
Yeah, I hadn't played Castlevania in a long time.
Like, I think the last Castlevania I played was like Castlevania 2.
Maybe what people need like to do is invent something original.
Yeah, they keep making sequels to sequels to sequels to the originals.
Every time we go through this list, I keep saying that there's nothing but sequels here.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, I want
there's sequels
new.
And remakes.
Sequels and remakes. Yeah, the remakes are the worst.
We're getting the not infamous Underdogs or whatever, Watch Dogs, not Underdogs. We're getting Watch Dogs, which is by Ubisoft. That's coming out fairly soon for the next gens, the actual next gens, not Wii U. we're getting those games or games like it. That's going to be pretty awesome. Yeah. Titanfall is next gen, and
again coming on PC.
Thief.
I guess PC's always next gen.
Yeah, it's the most up to date.
I just had a revelation.
You don't need to buy. That's what you do. You don't need to buy consoles. You need to buy controllers for your PC.
Well, Steam's making them.
Well, yeah.
Test them out.
That Castlevania: Lords of Shadow 2 is coming out for the previous gen, so Xbox 360 and PS3 on February 25th.
And by Steam, of course, I mean Valve.
Right. Steam's making it. It's implicit.
Anyway.
All right, so this is the first game I've seen that's come out for all consoles, with the exception of Doki Doki Universe. Though I think Doki Doki Universe is only Sony platforms. Thief is coming out for Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS3, and PS4. And I don't think it's coming out for Wii or Wii U. That's also coming out the 25th. That was Thief. Now, Thief is a remake. It's not a sequel. It's just a remake.
Right. Of the original Thief.
Pretty cool. Well, Thief, the original Thief, was a really good game. I remember good things about it. Hopefully this one can keep up with it, though I imagine what they're... I hope that they don't... Because from the gameplay videos that I've seen, it looked like Dishonored. And not that Dishonored was a bad game.
Dishonored was fun.
I think it's one of those games I'll play, and I'll install, I'll play, I'll beat, and then I'll just uninstall it. And it was like, oh, hey, there's the Dunwall the DLC. Did you get that? Did you play that? And I go, no, I don't care. I think that's
I still don't know how I feel about DLC. If it's quality, I like it. Like, if I get a few hours of gameplay out of it, that's good.
I like
but
all.
If I get a new sword, I'm like, eh.
Pretty much all Mass Effect DLC, I'm behind.
Oh yeah,
and I mean Mass Effect as in like the scenario DLC, not the
Shepard
weapons
gets
or
new
whatever.
Helmet.
Yeah, I don't want. I don't care.
I like, why would I buy? I don't know.
Look, developers,
I don't get it.
Don't. That's stupid. You're stupid if you want, and this is my part that's like MG's rag time where I just rag on developers. Don't do DLC.
I don't think it's the developers so much as the publishers.
Well, whoever's making these things, stop. I don't care if I drink Pepsi or a Dr. Pepper, I get
a
helmet. No, I don't care. I don't care. I don't think I should be able to look under a cap and get a storm rifle or whatever. Just let me find it in the game, or let me buy it with microtransactions. I don't care. Just let me do it. It's a single-player game to begin with. It's not like it actually helps me in competition. Anyway, that's the show. That's the end of the show.
We've reached the end.
We're going to go ahead and pitch our website one more
time.
More
prepared than Russia.
What's that site? Wow. What's that site, Red Bear?
That's experiencepoints.com. You don't spell it. It's EXP. Points.
We like kind of we've it's like an abbreviation.
Yeah, because I'm bad at spelling.
Partial abbreviation, partial bration.
Parspration.
Exppoints.com.
When you I love exppoints.com.
You can parspirate all over the place. You can also check us out on Facebook. Facebook page is fb.com/experiencepoints or facebook.com.
If you can spell, again, get there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like an overachiever, you can fully spell out Facebook. facebook.com/experiencepoints. Check us out online because we have all of our blogs, podcasts, vlogs, reviews, and we've got some game giveaways. We're giving away Tomb Raider 2013 right now.
Get on there. Tell us what game you want on your desert island.
It's the PC and the Mac version.
Yeah, only.
And now it's the same version. We're only giving away one copy, one copy.
But it
each.
Works on both. Yay, because they're on the Intel platform now.
Yep, it is awesome. So go ahead and check us out online and watch for all of our new stuff because we are going to be expanding. We're taking up more space. We have more Wi-Fis and GBs. You just keep watching. Goodness. We're going to end the show out with the Reading Rainbow theme by The Human Tim.
Yeah, and you then, wait for this one.
This is pretty awesome. Like, you need to crank this up and remember your childhood. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to follow it up with Hanging On, the Living Phantoms remix from Ellie Goulding. This was actually on the God of War commercial that was playing a while back for, I can't remember, was it Ghost of Sparta or Ghost of Olympus or whatever. Really awesome video if you want to check that out. Equally awesome song. So
check it out now.
You're going to hear it right now. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
Experience points.
With you and